Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
We start with a weather alert. Ricky texted us and said, just a PSA, hashtag fog sweats are in full effect this morning as he's getting his, eating his Christmas tree cake and on his way to work. Full red level, code red, fog sweat alert.
Did he say Christmas tree cake?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah, I think one of those probably, what is that, Hostess?
Yeah.
Hostess Christmas tree cakes? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, so according to Wave Storm Tracking Team, fog, drizzle, showers this morning. It's going to get up to about 60 degrees, but ain't there yet at about 49. But yes, make sure you have that baby powder on standby. Pat's in your special spots just to make sure that no chafing happens.
Right. I mean, we're just trying to give you practical advice.
Practical advice.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, just be careful as you're headed out this morning on 99.7 DJX. Code red, according to, well, and then Patrick even confirms Ricky's assessment of the fog sweats. Yeah. It is pretty bad. So, yeah, if just be careful. Baby powder, special areas, little pats there, and you'll be
low
good.
Beams, yeah. Hands of 10 and 2.
You'll be good to go. You'll be good to go. So, hey, let's follow up a little bit on a late-breaking piece of news from yesterday's show. The fact that Coach Scott Satterfield decided he was going to whoop up and out for...
I'm heading over to Cincinnati.
Yeah, for a UofL head coaching job, leaving there to be the head coach for the Bearcats, which we thought... awkward because UofL and Cincinnati are going to be playing December 17th in a bowl game in Boston. So,
yeah, that's going to be fun.
He's not going to be in attendance, or at least on the Cardinals sideline for that bowl game.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, so UofL made the quick switch and said, hey, you know what? Deion Branch, you remember his name.
Yep.
Former Card, Super Bowl MVP. He is going to be the Cardinals' interim football coach through bowl season. Now,
that's probably smart.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be a full-time thing for him or if even Deion Branch wants the gig full-time, but he is going to be the interim coach rolling through bowl season. So that is...
So Satterfield is already deuces. Like, bye-bye.
Yeah, he's like, dear Card Nation, see ya.
Okay. All right. See, I knew that. It's like, why do they do that in the middle of the, you know, it's like they still have games to play. Like, what does it do to the players?
I mean, that's traditionally, traditionally with college sports, especially football, this is the time when coaches leave. Get
but
hired.
Why is that? Because they're not done.
It's,
I mean,
to get
we're
on.
We're talking about college kids.
The recruiting trail.
Oh.
Yeah. We're talking about college kids, but we're also talking about college football, which is a billion-dollar industry.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, I've never understood why they don't wait until the off season to leave, because it's like when you are talking about leading a team, it's like how do you, as a player, not feel completely abandoned?
Right. Well.
Like, psychologically speaking, I would cry.
You know, I would imagine that Coach Satterfield had a bonus if he went to a bowl game, and also a bonus in his contract if he won the bowl game. So the lure from Cincinnati must have been so great that he didn't stick around. So that, and probably Cincinnati was like, you either say yes now or we're hiring some other dude.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cutthroat like that, so.
It's just a lot.
Anyways, there you go. A little update, because that happened like late in the show yesterday. We got that news. And so, yeah, wanted to kind of come full circle on that and follow up. Deion Branch, former Card and Super Bowl MVP, going to be the interim head football coach through bowl season. So there you go. Look at us. Hashtag
dang,
sports.
All the sportsy sports. Checking it off the list.
Yep.
Check
all
and
that.
Check.
Yeah. And feel good stories, Kelly K.
Talking about a 13-year-old business owner. Her name is McKenna. She owns Knits and Knots.
Okay.
She learned how to crochet by watching YouTube videos. Now at just 13 years old, she sells her custom creations online and at local fairs to raise money for college.
Oftentimes, people will order their pets. People want their dogs, and then, you know, I give them a little name tag. People want their cats or, like, something special like that. So that's always fun. I would say, if it's something you enjoy and you really want to do it, then you should work hard and get good at it. And then you should build up inventory of it, because chances are people will love it. And then you can start your business.
Hang on. That's a 13-year-old?
That's a 13, yeah.
She sounds very mature for a 13-year-old.
I know. And, like, what she makes are adorable.
Mm.
Like, she's got talent that she developed from watching YouTube videos.
All right, then.
So maybe I need to take up knitting, and then I can, you know, knits and knots. Kelly Kay's knits and knots. I mean, it's cute. Maybe she could franchise. I could, like, buy her business.
Okay. All right.
I'm just thinking outside the box.
Sure.
I don't think I have any talent when it comes to crocheting, but, you know.
Hey, you do you, Kelly.
That's right. That's right. I'm just spitballing here. You can see the story at WDJX.com. She's adorable.
Okay. How was your big surprise ruined? Apparently, Terrence proposed to his girlfriend at her company party. Good news, she said yes. Bad news, one of her coworkers kind of tipped her off that it was going to be happening.
Yeah, and he got so drunk because he was nervous that he almost missed the whole thing himself.
Missed the whole thing himself. All right, so we want to know, how was your huge surprise ruined? Corey.
Yes.
How was your surprise ruined?
Oh, wrong number.
I think just now.
Yeah, I know, right? Krista.
Hey.
Hey, so how was your surprise ruined?
So my now husband brought his the ring to work to show his friends, and when he got home, my four-year-old found him putting it away. So we kind of had to do it right then and there while I was in sweat doing the dishes.
Oh,
looked like a hot mess, but it was so really cute.
Because the four-year-old was gonna talk.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Well, it all worked out for you, right, Krista?
Yeah, I was still really cute, and we're now married. So.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thanks.
Amy.
Yes.
All right, so how was your surprise ruined?
Okay, so it wasn't actually my surprise. It was the surprise I was doing for my brother when he got married.
Okay.
We're big U of L fans, and I had arranged for the Cardinal Bird to show up at his reception.
Oh, cool.
I had worked it out with, you know, my dad knew, and one of his buddies knew, and so I had written his whole speech and worked it out with the DJ, and they played the music, and he came in, and he looked surprised, but come to find out, after the fact, he already knew. And just played along with it, and I was so mad, I blew a gasket. Because I thought I was doing this really cool surprise, and he had no clue. And he, I think, had called to arrange it himself, and the lady at the university said, oh, we've already got somebody coming to do that wedding. And I was so, yeah.
So, but to be fair to the lady on the other end of the line, she didn't know, right?
Right, she didn't know, but I thought I had this great surprise. He was going to just be blown away. I mean, and he still thought it was cool that I did it, but yeah. I was really mad that it was ruined.
Oh, Amy.
Oh, man.
That's still pretty cool, though. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you, guys. Love your show.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
So sweet. Stephanie texted, my fiance and I were planning on going to a nice restaurant with two of our friends. He had told me we were going to be going to the Times restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that feeling that he was going to ask me to marry him that night. When I got home from work, I mentioned something to him and he said, no, LOL. Before we left our apartment, we were sitting on the couch. He pulled my engagement ring out and asked me to marry him.
Oh, she jumped it.
Yep, she did.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, so how was your surprise ruined?
It was actually my sweet 16 birthday party. My parents planned a surprise party for me, and I found the invitation in the house like a day or two before the party.
Uh-huh.
And so I played along with it, and my brother came to get me because it was up at the church, like close to our house.
Yeah.
Told me the story of what we were doing and where we were going and why we were going there.
He gave you the quote story, right?
Yeah,
right.
He got me up there, and you know, I had all my friends there, and they had a DJ, and it was a big party, and I just played along like I was surprised, and I had no idea, and I never told anybody, and actually, you all are the first people that I ever told that.
Oh, my gosh. If Laura's mom's listening, listen, it was a great party. It was a great party.
I didn't want to ruin it for them that I already knew.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so precious that you kept that to yourself all this time.
Yep, I've never told anybody.
Well, I'm so happy that, that you chose our show to let the
Your
world
secret
know.
Is still safe with us.
Exactly.
Like, no one's going to hear it.
That's true. Hey, Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have All a right. good day.
You too.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, my gosh. Bless her heart.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
That is good. All right.
I would do that. I would never reveal that I knew because I wouldn't want to break their hearts.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of those sorts of like surprises that you know ahead of time, man, you just got to keep that stuff to yourself.
Exactly.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories, Kelly, are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, costumes, coworkers, alcohol. I'm telling you, good times. This is
also a
setting,
recipe for disaster.
Yeah, this is a setting the bar story, though. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and beating up Rudolph when you're dressed as the Grinch, you're doing okay.
Now, to be fair,
I know
it is a little on brand.
I know. I was like
the Grinch.
It's kind of tracks, you know, the Grinch.
So there's, don't do that.
Yeah, there was a company Christmas party there in Michigan. Kind of went sideways over the weekend after the Grinch had a little too much to drink, per use, and beat up Rudolph. Party was at a hotel. 30-year-old Grinch, 30-year-old reindeer.
Oh,
by the way, they were both in costume.
Yes.
Just needed to make sure we made you aware of that.
Uh-huh.
So
you can just fully get the picture in your head.
Yeah, no one knows what started it. However, the Grinch was the aggressor, started throwing haymakers, and the Rudolph was just trying to defend himself.
Right. Is this a work party?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's company Christmas party.
Further consequences there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would imagine. Has anybody gotten fired after a holiday company party?
Oh, I'm sure there's been many.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your story about what wild thing happened at your company holiday party coming up here on 99.7 DJX.
It's bad enough that something like this happens at your work party because, you know, consequences. But then it ends up being something that people like us talk about.
I know.
That makes it worse,
it
right?
It does. It makes it worse. However, you know, all we know them as is Rudolph and the Grinch, so.
True.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk and beating up Rudolph when you're dressed as the Grinch, you're doing okay. That is setting the bar. I want to know the craziness that has happened at your holiday company party. You know, sometimes it gets a little awkward when you mix alcohol and your coworkers and just the jubilee and fun of not being at work, right?
Uh-huh.
Ray texted us and said, we had an open bar for the company Christmas party and I got drunk. Well, I wasn't of age at the time. Fast forward to Monday, fired.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, there can be some severe consequences.
There can be some consequences, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I remember going and doing a, like, ratings party with a radio station I used to work at, and I wasn't old enough. I wasn't 21 yet. And I remember having some beers with the crew, and my boss comes over to me. He's like, are you 21? I was like, I am tonight. I did wind up getting fired, but it wasn't because of that. So
okay. Oh, wow. He probably just made a little mental note that night.
Right, say,
yeah,
right.
That
yep.
kid's a wild card.
Yeah, you know what? Target on my back ever since. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Tonight I am.
Yeah. Got a message from Melissa. She said, my husband's work got everybody hotel rooms downtown. There was an open bar at the party. I ended up losing my wedding and engagement rings. Which I still don't have new rings. This was 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Woke up the next morning, halfway off the bed. My husband was missing. Found him in the bathtub. There was a very nice brunch at that hotel. Owners had paid for everyone to eat brunch the next day before we checked out. No one could eat it. We were all hungover.
Oh, no. That is the most tragic part of that story.
I know. They tied one on for sure.
Oh, dang.
Matthew sent us a message. It was hosted at a really nice restaurant. There was an open bar. We all arrived, had a drink, started chatting and joking around. Then the CEO arrived. Promptly called us all to attention.
Okay.
Sure, we assumed he was just going to be like congratulating us on a great year, wishing us a happy holiday. But instead, he announced that we would not be receiving bonuses that year and that there would be layoffs in the near future.
Oh, gosh.
People were, in all caps, mad.
Well, yes, you're at a party, and oh, wow.
There was basically a mad dash to the open bar, and we all said, no bonuses? Screw it. I'm drinking my bonus then this year. The next several hours were absolute madness. More rounds of shots, top shelf liquor than I can remember. The receptionist vomited onto her plate of filet mignon. Two coworkers got it on in the bathroom. The CEO's wife ended up passed out drunk in a chair next to the coat rack and had to be carried out. It was glorious.
Oh, wow. That's the stuff that movies are made of.
That's absolute bedlam. Like, yes, like the CEO goes, hey, there's going to be layoffs. Everybody's like, well, layoffs, might as well go out with a bang.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
That is wild. Okay. All right. I want to get to Carol, Rob, and Tina's wild holiday party stories here in just a moment. We'll say one of them involves fighting a boss.
Oh, no. How is that? Oh, that is never going to end well.
Another one involves inviting the significant others to the holiday party for the very first time.
Awkward.
And that is all on the way next. Was wanting to know your wild company holiday parties.
This is therapeutic, just to purge it, you know?
A little bit. Carol messaged us at my company's party a while ago. They had a drawing for prizes. No one on swing or the graveyard shifts won a prize.
Oh.
So a group of graveyard employees grabbed the can they were drawing names from and went through it.
Oh, no.
Only day shift workers' names were in the can. When they protested, the company fired them for insubordination.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's so not fair and savage.
Yeah, and good luck trying to replace all those graveyard shifts.
Yeah.
Those are overnight shifts, by the way. We got a text from a listener who said, we tased a coworker one year at the holiday party. Best $20 I ever spent.
I'm sorry, back the truck up?
On purpose? Like, what happened? I don't
know. Not a party unless someone gets tased.
Right, exactly. My gosh.
Wow.
Well, someone got a little too drunk and was like, hey, tase me, bro! Wow. Rob messaged us. Someone got drunk and tried to fight the boss.
Oh, gosh.
For the third year in a row.
I'm sorry, the same person is trying to fight the boss for 3 years?
Different boss each year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
And somehow that employee survived, but the bosses were like deuces. Wow. This is all because you mix coworkers and alcohol and like fun music and food together, and this is what happens.
Oh, gosh. The Monday morning afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to just be a fly on the wall.
And then Tina, I had an old employer decide that on that particular Christmas and for the first time, staff could bring along their wives, husbands, significant others to the holiday party. One of my close colleagues, slightly drunk, nudged the woman he was standing next to, nodded at a male and female colleague, both out on the dance floor, and said, he's been hooking up with her all year. The woman he was talking to was the guy's wife.
Oh my gosh! Oh no! Oh no.
There was a scene.
Oh god.
In which my colleague had his lights punched out.
Oh, wow.
The company never invited significant others again.
Yeah, first and last time, yeah.
I mean, let's just gloss over the fact that there were, coworkers cavorting with each other.
Yep. Oopsies.
But you know what?
We're going to have it aired out at the holiday party.
Yeah, we're going to solve the problem by not getting the significant others involved.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, if you've got any more stories, we'd love to hear them. 502-571-9970. And feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so let's meet the lobster lady of Maine. She's 102 years old.
Okay.
Her name is Virginia Ginny Oliver, and she's a famous lobster lady there in Maine. She wakes up at 2:45 in the morning, goes out with one of her sons on her late husband's boat named Virginia, of course.
Okay.
3 days a week from June to October to fish for lobster. She's the oldest active lobster hauler in Maine and probably the world. Okay. Her son steers the boat. She fills the 800 traps with bait. And even after 94 years of being a lobster lady, she has no plans to stop.
Oh, I've been bitten a few times. And a crab bit me. And I had to go and ask Seven Sisters Inc. the doctor. He said, well, what are you doing out there anyway? And I said, well, that's because I want to go. I'm pretty independent.
I'm like, what are you doing out there anyway? I want to go. She said, you know what? You got to stay busy. Okay. I can't just sit there and do nothing. So she's a lobster fisherman at 102 years old.
All right. Love that.
And she is precious. You need to see her story at WDJX.com.
Wild holiday party stories. And by the way, love hearing these.
Because they're yours, not ours.
Mary writes, at one of my work parties, one of the employees was planning to quit. Decided the best way to announce it was during the lip sync contest.
Oh, boy.
Took the mic, announced, this is for my supervisor in all HR.
Oh, no.
Started to lip sync to the song, Take This Job and Shove It.
Oh, gosh.
While stripping off his shirt. At the end, dropped the mic after saying, blank y'all, I'm out, and flipped them all off. He was cheered for the loudest as he walked out of the room.
Oh, wow.
Man, I don't know.
That's a way to exit.
Yeah, that's a bold move there, for sure.
Yep.
Allie.
So I was single for the first time in about 9 years. Just kind of called off an engagement with my kid's dad. And decided to go to the holiday party, and I went by myself. Yeah, I made some poor choices. I got introduced to a guy, and I guess I was interested. So about an hour later, I saw him down at the casino floor and just walked straight up to him in front of bosses and everything and made out right there at the slot machine.
Oh!
Yep, that didn't go any further than what it was. But yeah, that was my first wild hair of the night.
Oh, wow. The bold making out at the slot machines in front of the bosses.
Oh, yeah. I had no cares. Everybody knew I was single. They had given me their free drink tokens. So.
Oh, my gosh. They're like, you know what? Give it to Allie. She needs it. Oh
yeah, she needs those drink tickets.
So did anything happen like the Monday after?
Yeah, that Monday after was extremely awkward. I ended up bumping into the exact same guy at the coffee machine at work, and it was just like a, hi, how are you? We are actually now really close, best friends, so it worked out in a much different way than we planned for.
what an icebreaker.
You
right
bonded at the slot machine. It was great.
Oh, yeah, and I had people coming up to me. They're like, oh, yeah, we definitely saw you. We definitely saw you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Allie, love it. Thank you so much.
Legendary.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who sent you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message from Steph. My husband, Corey, has his laptop in to be repaired, but all caps, you have to call him, and here's why. He would absolutely die if you knew his desktop home screen was a picture of him and Justin Bieber. He loves him and his music. So I can think of no better person than Robert Hassenpepper to call him from the repair place to mess with him. I love you guys. Thank you.
Say no more, fam. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hi, is this Corey?
Yeah, who's this?
Corey, it's Robert Hassenpepper calling from computer service. You guys brought your computer in to be updated?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. My wife brought it in.
Right. She left your number in case we couldn't get a hold of her. Hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you should be able to reach her. I think she's just out running errands, but you have her number, right?
I do. However, I called you on purpose.
Okay.
You see, we've got your computer here. It has two separate profiles, hers and yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We share the computer. We just have our own stuff under a different profile.
Okay, well, I'm almost done with it. I updated the virus protection, cleaned out the system files, and got rid of some of the unnecessary programs. So we're almost ready.
Great. So is it ready to be picked up?
Well, yeah, almost. I'm a little confused, however, there. I thought I was done, but When I sign on to your profile, the background of the desktop is a picture of Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Well, and I'm sure that was supposed to be your wife's profile picture, and I'm not really sure how it got switched here.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Well, I don't think you're understanding. When you sign into your profile, there's a big picture of Justin Bieber there.
Yeah, I mean it's okay. You can just leave it. Don't stress over it.
Are you sure? I'm happy to change it.
No, don't even worry about it.
I'm happy to change it back.
Just when can I come pick up the computer?
Hang on a second. I'm looking a little close. Is that you in the picture with Justin Bieber?
Okay, look, why don't you just call me back when the computer's ready? I'll come and get it.
Oh, my goodness. This makes sense now. So the login Bieber fan 123 was your login, not your wife's? Is that right?
That's right. That's yeah.
Bieber fan 123. Oh, I love it.
Okay. Okay. So are we done here? Or?
Oh, yeah. Almost, sir. I get it. I thought I had things backward. I thought I was losing my mind. So that is you in the picture with Justin Bieber. Well, oh, my goodness. It looks like it could be his dad. How old are you? About 40?
Listen, man. All right. I'm late 30s, right? I'm 38. And my music taste is really none of your business. I just want you to fix the computer, okay?
Oh, son, I'm not judging you. You like what you like, right?
Right. That's right.
Well, let me just look at some of your other music files here.
How about don't do that. Just shut it down, man. I'll come pick it up, okay? Can you just do that?
Oh, lots of Justin Bieber in here and Backstreet Boys. Oh, the 98 Degrees in here, huh? You like them, Corey?
Wow, okay. This is really not ethical, what you're doing. I don't need you looking around at my computer, okay?
Nah, it's fine. No shame. Not my kind of music, per se, but, if you like it, that's teach his own, right, Corey? Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's just wrap this up, all right?
Let me see what else I can find on here. I wonder.
No, you don't need to do that. That is very unprofessional. You guys aren't supposed to be looking through people's stuff in my private files.
Well, okay? You're not hiding any other embarrassing music on here, are you? Some Nickelback or Smash Mouth?
Stop. Just turn off the computer right now.
Oh, you know what? I bet your favorite radio station's 99.7 DJX. I bet you love them. They play all that kind of music. They do the prank calls and put people on the radio. Am I right?
Wait, what?
Corey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap. Congratulations.
Oh, for real? You serious? Really?
Yes, Steph said we could call and have a little fun with you and poke some fun with the music you like. But hey, I think it's fine, by the way. I don't know what her problem is.
Wow. Man, yeah, it was like, this guy's going through my stuff. I think thank you, and thanks for letting everybody know what I'm listening to, by the way, now. I'm for sure.
I love Justin Bieber.
I know. It's my favorite.
He's my fave.
He's my favorite. I think it made it worse that he was relieved for like a hot second. Then he realized, oh no, I'm on the radio now. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. No shame. Come on. All right. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. DMs always open at Ben and Kelly Show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can always shoot us a DM and then, we'll turn it around, see if we can try to help you out.
Jen sent us a message. My boyfriend, who's been living with me for the last 6 months, is without a job at the moment. He tries to help out, but mainly it's me paying for the groceries, rent, car, insurance, Dish TV, and his prescriptions. Ugh.
Mm.
Well, last night he informed me that he's now planning on using some of the little money that he has been able to save from when he was working to fly to Phoenix with a couple of his old college buddies so they can see a concert 3 days before Christmas. So if he's not working or barely paying for stuff at home, does he have a right to fly off with his friends to a concert 3 days before Christmas? Help me out here.
Ooh. Well, okay.
Yeah, I see her point.
They're not married.
No.
However, okay, so legally, sure, no, he doesn't. He can do whatever he wants with his money.
Uh-huh.
But morally speaking, yeah, I think there
is. It's not a good look.
Yeah, I think it is not a good look, especially if he's been kind of living rent-free, utility-free for several months.
yeah, he should be putting all of his effort. And she didn't really mention if he's been working hard to find another job,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't sound like it. And I think that's the biggest problem. If he was trying to make an effort to, you know, get back on the right track and be a contributor,
mm-hmm.
then maybe it wouldn't be such a big deal. And then, of course, she's thinking, all right, does that mean I'm not getting a gift?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Because he's using what little money he has to do this.
We don't know whether or not her boyfriend moved in with her because he lost his job, or if that was a thing that they decided to move in together, then he lost his job.
Not sure.
I don't know the timeline on that because they've been living together for 6 months, but she says he's been without a job at the moment. So it sounds like maybe he just got maybe released, and if that's the case, maybe there's a severance that he's not necessarily worried about finding another job because he's still being paid severance.
Well, he should be, though, if he's not contributing to any of the bills. Like, she's fully supporting him. Receiving some money still, he'd still be contributing.
Yeah, you're right. I was trying to justify a little bit in my head, like,
yeah, you can't.
What was happening?
I feel like, no. I mean, this is, if you're in a situation where you're unemployed, you're not able to contribute to any household expenses.
Mm-hmm.
You're living with your girlfriend. I just don't think now is a great time to fly off with your buddies to a concert.
And then you're being selfish, saying, no, this is going to be about me. Instead of using that money to help you out with things like rent, my own prescriptions,
yes,
insurance, groceries, all that stuff, then, yeah, that's not a good look. I'm sorry, Jen. I don't know what we can say other than, yes, we back you up. Yes, we validate your frustration.
Yes, you have a right to be upset because he's not adulting very well.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are like, technically, he has a right to go.
Yes, he does. It's just not considerate.
But yeah, like Lisa says, he does not have a need to go. If he's not grown enough to see the difference, that's a problem.
Right.
There's Jacqueline rolls in and says, look, technically he can do what he wants with his money, but it's disrespectful. And it says a lot about how he views their relationship. A lot of people saying that's a red flag. Big nope.
I just think it's immature. You know, it's not showing that he's mature enough to see he's got some responsibilities he's not able to fulfill.
Yeah. Financial responsibilities.
I'm sure they agreed when they moved in. Let's share things.
Yeah. And for him to be like, well, this is my money. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now you're going to pull that when you want to go take a plane trip all the way across the country to see a concert right before Christmas. Now, right.
She's paying for his prescriptions and everything.
I know. So, does she throw the ultimatum out?
Well, I think she sits him down and be like, hey, look at it from my perspective. This is what's been happening. This is the dynamic right now. How do you think this makes me feel that you're just flying off to have this amazing time when I'm covering all of our necessities?
Does it? Well, no, I guess that doesn't make sense because Brittany brought up a good question. Did he get the tickets before he lost his job? It sounds like, according to Jen, he was using the little money he had to do this.
Yeah, which tells me that this wasn't before. He was just scrounging together what he has right now to make it happen.
Yeah, because I think that would be different maybe a little bit if he had already pre-purchased all this stuff and then he lost his job and all that. And then he's like, you know what? I still want to go and whatever. And not to mention,
a lot of times that's non-refundable.
Yeah. Are we even thinking plane ticket, concert ticket? Okay. But then what about everything else that he's got to pay for once he's in Phoenix?
I know. I mean, that's not where the expenses stop.
All right. So I think we can go round and round.
His buddies are going to foot the bill for all that stuff.
I don't know. But we're just going to go round and round and come back to the same conclusion that this guy is not, his priorities are not in check. And Jen, you're going to need to either sit him down and say, look, you can't go.
I would say, look at it from my perspective. I'm sitting over here supporting us in every way. I'm not happy that you think you can just take off like this, have the time of your life. I feel like all your efforts should be going towards finding another job so that we can be equal partners in this.
Yeah. Jen, you just need to basically just tell him you cannot go.
Okay.
And look, and if he decides I'm going to go anyways, then you have even more of an answer.
Right.
Maybe I wasn't clear. I don't want you to go.
Or when you come back, your stuff won't be here.
There you go. All right, Jen. Hopefully this gave you a little bit of perspective from an outside source as to what's happening in your relationship. But whatever does happen, keep us posted, all right? And good luck. Playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Clarissa calling us from Bird's Eye, Indiana. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Now, you're winning this not for you. You don't care anything about Morgan Wallen, right?
No, I do. I care about every artist, but the plus side is for my friend.
Oh, you're trying to do it for... So Clarissa's acting as a proxy for her friend.
That's sweet.
You know, it's Christmas season. You don't have a lot of money. You got to do what you can do to get ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Clarissa, it sounds like you're kind of being tickled at the same time.
I'm just nervous.
I get it. I get nervous when I talk to women, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Clarissa's got dark brown curly hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is a teacher, has been married 6 years, helping raise 8 kids. Holy cow. Oh,
wow.
No 7-year itch planned, right, Clarissa?
Nope.
All right. I mean, not that you plan for that sort of thing, but just wondering. Did you have a fun engagement story?
No, not really. Not anything you want to share on the phone.
All right. Good talk. All right. So, Little Kid or Drunk Adult, Kelly, explain how it works.
Okay. You're going to hear 3 stories. You have to figure out, did these stories occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or drunk adult?
Okay.
First one.
I fell face first into a fountain in the middle of a busy shopping mall.
Oh, that is embarrassing. Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That could have literally been like at, what is it, Mall St. Matthews?
It could have been.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay.
Drunk adult. All right, Kelly, what do you think?
You know what? I'll say little kid on this one.
Little kid? All right.
I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid. Oh.
My parents had given me a penny to throw into the fountain.
Yep. Oh,
and yeah. I'd wanted to do it again, but they wouldn't give me any more coins. So when they weren't looking, I leaned down and tried to grab a couple that were close to the edge of the water and ended tipping and falling face first into the fountain.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's something that we all have thought about doing at some point in our lives.
When you think about that, like, there are so many coins in there. Like, think about how much money. At least she wasn't thinking about, like, trying to grab and keep the money.
Well, and even when you're drinking, you need some spare change or something, you know, just ask.
Yes.
So I think that's a win-win on that one.
Well, Clarissa, no, actually, that's, you're 0 for 1. So I don't know if you know exactly how this game works, but when you get it wrong, you actually get it wrong. So, all right, Clarissa, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got punched by a kangaroo.
Who?
A kangaroo? Howie.
Punched by a kangaroo. Clarissa, little kid, drunk adult.
Little kid.
Little kid.
And now I'm going to see drunk adult on this one.
All right. Kelly's going against you, Clarissa.
Either way, I need to hear the story.
All right. So, Clarissa, you say little kid. Kelly, you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult! Clarissa, you're 0 for 2!
I know! I'm going to start going with Kelly on the next one.
I tried to feed a carrot when my friend was inside. The thing slugged me and hit me harder than I've ever been hit in my life. I tried to play it off like nothing happened. But when my friend returned, half my face was already swollen.
Hang on. Did he say that his friend had a kangaroo for a pet?
Apparently. Where did they use the carrot?
Where did they used to live?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, Clarissa, can you do us a favor? Can you get one right?
Sure.
Can you help us out here?
I mean, full transparency, you're getting the tickets, but we just, it would make us look better, feel better in our hearts if you get one right.
You know, I've played games with you guys before. I'm just really trying to make Kelly look good. I hate for her to lose on her own show.
Thank you. That is so very considerate.
Oh, that's great. All right. Last one, Clarissa. Little kid, drunk adult.
Okay. I got kicked out of a restaurant for putting my mouth on the ice cream machine.
I mean, but who hasn't, right?
Could putting her mouth on the ice cream machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm going to agree with you. Let's, please, for the win.
Oh, gosh.
Please.
We're all pulling for you, Clarissa.
I'm pulling for me, too. So, yeah, I was a drunk adult.
There it is! Wow! Wow! Blind squirrel finds a nut. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Even on this show, I mean, we celebrate drunk bad mistakes.
Uh-huh.
I put my mouth all over the ice cream as it came out, and I have no idea why I kept doing it, but I did. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, they kicked me and my girlfriend out.
They're like, listen, we're going to have to sanitize that thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I'm sure all the liquor and stuff on the mouth kind of just...
You're right. It probably did it too. Clarissa, yeah. Congratulations. I mean, quite honestly, you did a horrible job at this game, but we're going to give you the tickets anyways.
Third time's a charm. And yeah. It's the holiday season.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Also, we have low standards. I love it, though.
All right.
I love it, too.
All right. Well, hey, Clarissa, thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec, and we'll get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love her.
I mean, listen, she didn't want to embarrass you on your own show, Kelly.
I think that is that. What a gift. I mean, so sweet.
Doesn't want to outshine the host, you know? 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know timing on a relationship can be a definite factor because I remember we've talked on the show about kind of both you and I, Kelly, getting together with our now spouse in the fourth quarter, in the last, you know, 3 months of the year. And that's very typical for, you know, you got seeing family and holidays and get togethers and all parties and all that sort of stuff. So it can kind of get a little awkward, especially if you have someone new around and you're not really sure like the longevity or what's to happen and all that stuff.
Yeah. And at what point is it acceptable to meet the family, or should you expect to have met the family by such amount of time?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I remember seeing my wife or doing the thing where we talk about, or we have like a little get together before like the Christmas holiday when we had just started dating, my wife and I. But then it was like, all right, I'm going to go do Christmas at my family. You're going to do Christmas at your family and we'll meet up later. That was kind of the thing that went down with us. But then you're right. What you said, at what point then is it like, hey, when am I going to meet these people?
Yeah. When does it become a red flag that you haven't met them?
Yeah. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what? I just need someone else to weigh in on this because I've gone round and round with me, my friends and my brain. And I still don't know what to think.
Let a bunch of strangers weigh in on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com. You can always shoot us your message or at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Trisha writes to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been dating a guy for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
We met just before the holidays last year, so I understood not meeting his family then.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, right at a year, and he's still balking at having me meet his family. He tries to tell me that they're hard to get along with, and he didn't want to scare me away, and that worked for the first 6 months. I appreciated that he cared enough to not want to chase me away. However, now at a year, I feel like he should know it would take more than a terrible family for me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but to wonder if there isn't another reason why he doesn't want me to meet them. He sees his family a couple of times a month, even though they live an hour away. So if we're going to have a future together, I think this is an important step. Am I wrong there? I'm at the point where I want to take that step, and if he can't, I'm afraid that we're stuck. Is it a solid reason to break up if I don't get to meet his family for the holidays? Sorry, just frustrated. Thank you.
Trisha, maybe not that, but maybe the fact that he has a wife or something like that, that would probably be a reason to break up.
Like, are we sure he's visiting his family every time he's visiting his
what
family?
Yeah. I kid. It does sound weird, though. It's like, let you decide. Let Trisha be the judge of whether or not she can get along with his family.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, Catherine is saying, is there no social media for this guy? Are you on IG? Is his family? Do they call? Does he mention you at all? There's got to be more than just not meeting them to dig into.
Yeah, I mean, the social media thing is definitely a place that you can kind of do your investigating. I'm sure you already have, quite honestly. I think at a year, I think it's kind of like it's time. Drew even texts in, my opinion, 6 months to a year, time to meet the family. 1 to 2 years without meeting them, get out of there.
Yep, there's got to be something to it. Marla is kind of with me. Is he really seeing his family? She says, follow him.
Ooh. Follow him?
Wow.
Follow him. Then what do? Do you like...
You sit there in the car and you watch.
Do you follow...
You have snacks. You have binoculars.
So then do you like surprise him at his family's place?
No.
I don't think that's the
no, we
answer.
Don't do that. I think we just make sure that he's not showing up to another wife and children.
But then does that make you look crazy?
Well, maybe a little. Especially if he finds out.
Yeah, like if he finds out, he's like, wait, hang on a second. You followed me to my place?
Listen, I didn't say it was without risk.
All right, 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And especially if you waited to meet your significant other's family longer than a year and what that circumstance was.
Listen, Shelley says, I was with my husband for a year before I met his family, and we were together 4 years before I let him meet my brother. I get it.
Okay. So there's, I guess, a side for her boyfriend.
Right.
All right.
There's one person in his corner.
All right. So 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your stories about that and more coming up. Man, group therapy, meeting the family. How long should you wait before introducing your family to your significant other? And then maybe the better question is with Trisha, is it a red flag if you've waited a year and you haven't yet?
Yeah, that's where she's at. She's like, you know, is this like a huge red flag? Like, what's the, I could understand the first 6 months because he says his family's kind of awful and he's trying to shield me from that and doesn't want to scare me away and everything. But at this point, you know, if they're going to have a future, she's like, you know, I feel like now is the time. And Elizabeth said, maybe he's got another girlfriend who the family knows. So he can't take you to meet them, or that would make things super complicated. Maybe ask to meet them for dinner or Sunday brunch, something less formal than a holiday gathering. If he still doesn't want to introduce you, I say cut ties. There's a reason he's avoiding it.
Hey, Zach.
I feel kind of funny that he doesn't want to bring her to his family. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, wouldn't you want to make sure that they get along right in the beginning, not waiting years and years later and then realize that they don't get along at all?
True.
That is a good point. I mean, I get the whole last year not bringing her around the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First year, totally fine, just kind of feeling things out. But after that, I mean, come on. If you're actually in it for the long haul, let's be real.
Do you agree with Kelly and others who say, follow him?
I didn't say that.
No, because then if everything was actually fine, there loses trust right there, and then you could just ruin the whole relationship.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Zach.
I didn't officially condone that method.
I 100% heard you say that.
For the record, no. I was reading someone else's suggestion, and I was just saying how that could play out. You were like, well, dude, then do you walk up and say surprise? I'm like, no, not if you're going to do that. No.
For the record, I heard you say follow them.
For the record, I did not suggest it.
Now, Sally, you waited to, like, a while, didn't you?
I wanted to share that I actually had my husband wait to meet my family at 9 months. It wasn't a year, but it was 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he had met my mom about on Mother's Day. We met, I guess, in like February.
Yeah.
And I let him meet my mom, but I did not let him meet my dad or my brother or the rest of my family. And it turned out very well because once we were engaged, it was kind of like, okay, well, we could go ahead and I'll let you go ahead and meet him.
So wait, you didn't let him meet your entire family until after you got engaged?
Yeah, basically. But I let him meet my mom because we had a really good relationship. But it was also, there were a lot of like political factors involved, and there was a little bit, and I had actually like, you know, kind of backed away from communication for like health reasons.
Okay.
So anyway, It actually turned out being very, like, helpful and therapeutic, actually, for our family. And so when he actually was able to meet my dad was very, like, thankful, and it actually ended up being kind of a good thing.
Oh, thank you, Sally.
Okay, that's good. Now, Shelley is saying, Trisha, same thing happened to me. He had another girl, and his family knew about her. I wasted so much time. Megan has another good point. She didn't mention, has he met her family? I'd see it as a red flag, at least, if he's waited this long.
Well, then that seems kind of weird if that's the case. Trisha's getting all bent out of shape if she hasn't met his family, but yet reciprocated. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
She didn't mention.
I would have to think that they've, or at least she's brought him around her family. I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's another point that Jason said, just because he visits his family doesn't mean he's got a good relationship with them. He may truly be protecting you from a toxic environment until he knows you're ready, or he really prepares them about what you represent in his life.
So I don't know if we are using this as an ultimatum, and we're saying, hey, look, either I meet the family or I'm out.
Yeah.
But
it never yields the best results.
Yeah, but I do think that there needs to be a... Hey, this is what my feeling is.
Right. This matters.
And this matters. And if you and I are to have, you know, a future, I want to be, and I want to know all of your family and all of you and what made you you and all that fun stuff. So,
yes. And I'm really curious to know, like, are they even aware that she exists in his life?
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. All right, Trisha. Well, hey, good luck. Let us know what you do. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.
DJ X.
Do me a favor real quick. Pronounce MICROWAVE.
Microwave. Why is this a question?
Because during an episode of her show, Cook, Eat, Repeat, Chef Lawson, she was cooking black pudding meatballs with fatty milk, which, okay, sure, I'll try.
Never heard of that?
Yeah, why not? And there is a 6-second clip that I'm going to draw into the microscope here that is getting a lot of attention now. Because at one moment, she reveals that she had heated a full glass of fat milk in the microwave. But it's the pronunciation of how she says microwave that has everybody going, huh?
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
In the microwave?
Like, I want to be like, yeah, I'm going to be looking at microwaves at Target, and then maybe take a stroll over to Meijer or K. Rogers. Like, I wouldn't have even guessed on that being the pronunciation or being...
No, but I'm instantly changing right
but
now.
I still
I'm
need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
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 I'm never saying it.
I love it.
I'm never saying it microwave again. Microwave.
You know what, darling? I'm going to fix you some chicken nuggets in the microwave. Give me just a second.
Microwave. Would you so like... Great. Some Totino's pizza rolls warmed in the microwave.
Give me just 30 seconds. Deliciousness is coming to your plate from the microwave.
I need to defrost the bargellis and cream cheese in the microwave.
I'm crying. I love it. I love it so much.
Which I've warmed in the microwave.
Microwave. So stupid, but I love
it.
It's
so dumb, but I use it so much, and now it makes me feel super fancy.
I know. I was going to say, Kelly, that is your oven. Like, that is your
life.
One major appliance in the kitchen that if you didn't have, you wouldn't cook. No. Children, would you like this macaroni and chiazze warmed in the microwave?
Oh, my God. I'm changing everything. I'm changing the way I speak. I'm changing what I call everything. Oh, chiazze. I'm going to listen to this. Let me get you a piece of chiazze. Out of the... How are we going to change refrigerator? refrigerator.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We're going to come up with all new words, way to say these things. And, oh, my God, this is so great.
Yeah, so again, I didn't know that I needed Chef Lawson to mispronounce. Sorry, I'm not even going to say mispronounce microwave. I'm going to say reintroduce us to the new way that we didn't know how we were supposed to pronounce. Sorry. Pronounce.
It's the bougie way to say it. I love it.
Warmed in the microwave.
In the microwave.
So now I immediately, why is it that I'm immediately thinking of Rico Suave in my head now? God. It's like I'm going to be hearing Rico Suave as I'm warming up things in the microwave. I can't.
Ramen noodles in the microwave.
Noodles.
Just 60 seconds of the Romane Nuandles. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, things happen from time to time. Sometimes it's out of your control, but this is where we are. To Texas we go. But if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your dog to drive your car, crash it into several vehicles in the Walmart parking lot, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when police came upon this reckless driver who was ramming a truck into a couple cars there in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
You could imagine their surprise when they learned it was a dog.
Oh, my gosh. So somebody, like, left the dog in the car while they went to shop and things got a little out of hand?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The owners had just jumped out of the car to go inside, grab a few things. The dog was like, you know what? Tired of waiting.
You know what? Maybe I can just go pick mom and dad up and just slip it into gear right here. It's all good.
Right. So I guess the dog was bouncing around the cab, I guess, put the truck in motion.
Oh, gosh.
So it apparently had to have been running?
I don't know. It had a leash on, right? Maybe it got stuck and moved the lever. I don't know.
That investigators thinking maybe the leash got caught on the emergency brake, released that. But anyways, the police say that the dog had a guilty look on its face.
Oh, yeah, they know.
It knew.
They know, dad is not going to be happy about this.
You are not going to like what I did. But I did it because I love you.
I love you. And I was tired of waiting, and I knew you were probably getting me the treats, and I just wanted to come pick you up.
I just wanted to see you so bad.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the dog, listen. Dog,
make it through the day, not the dog.
Well, that too. But yeah, dogs, they can't get a driver's license. So you can't
just say,
here, I'm going to do some drinking. Rover, you're going to have to take the wheel here.
Pull up and come pick us up and give me 10 minutes.
Right, exactly. So if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your dog to drive your car, then you're doing okay.
Cautionary tale.
Yep, that is setting the bar. I really feel like ABC is missing something by taking Amy Robach and TJ Holmes off the air.
Yeah, because everybody would be tuning in to see, like, chemistry, see if they acknowledge what's going on. Well, like, yeah, I would be tuning in way more.
They ever since the scandal broke, they have remained on the air and not acknowledging it, and their ratings have probably been shooting up because everybody is watching, recognizing who they are and going, okay, can't wait to see what happens next, you know, type of thing. And now
But apparently it's causing chaos over there, like people whispering in the hallways, not really concentrating on work and stuff. There, I've seen like stories that, Robin Roberts is mad. Like they were priding themselves in having this wholesome image. All their anchors have great family lives. And now they feel like it's shedding some scandal over them and not happy with the image.
Yeah, so
damage control.
So ABC choosing damage control over ratings, which, okay.
Do each his own, but let it play out on the air.
Do what you got to do. I know. So you can read more about it. We got it up, WDJX.com. Okay, coming up tomorrow, by the way, we are going to be announcing the winner of Treat Yo Elf. So, last few opportunities to get in to win at noon, 3, and 5 today, okay?
Yep, and then you could be going ham doing some shopping this weekend.
That's right, $1,000, own private limo, lunch at Drake's, all that. So, we will talk to you tomorrow. Coming up next, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to him yesterday, but... our boy Ryan is going to be checking in, punching his card right about 10. All right?
He's fun.
He's fun. He'll take you through the rest of your day. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.